this is your old pal, Jack.
Oh, man, it's Jack.
Shut the f*** up, f***ing nose.
Yes, sir.
As you may already know, those f***ing Lakers are out of the playoffs, and Riley just quit as head coach. The s***. Stain.
Yes, sir.
I'm a sports guy.
Okay,
it's Nicholson. Let me talk to him.
Okay, okay, okay.
About the story, Mr. Nicholson, sir. About that.
Get off the damn phone, Roe.
Yeah, it's Buck. Okay, Buck is the announcer. I'm a loser. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir.
Anyway, like I was saying, when I'm not busy making movies and greasing back the free hairs I've got left on my head, I like to spend my free time with an athletic organization, and I was thinking that the masturbators would be the...
batters.
Whatever.
Well, we'd love to have you in our game, sir. It'd be an honor.
You damn straight it'd be an honor.
Yes,
well, this is what I'll need. I'd like to sit on the bench amongst the athletes.
No problem.
I'd like full access to the masturbator girls.
It's batters, Jack.
Whatever.
Well, we don't really have cheerleaders, sir. We just bring our wives and girlfriends.
That'll have to do.
Hey, Ron, hold on. Can I
talk
to
you? Okay, yeah. Say something.
Hi, Mr. Nicholson. There's a question I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, hell's bells. Who let Hart on near the phone?
That's Harmon, sir.
Shut up. Hole.
Yes, sir. I saw.
Anyway, where was I? My final demand.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a jersey with my name on the back. Jack.
It'll be waiting for you, sir.
Well, great, then. We're all set. Oh, yeah, and if you guys pull this one out tonight, I'll fly the whole team back to Los Angeles.
We'll
have a party at my place.
Oh, man.
That is great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you lose, I'm gonna line y'all up on the first baseline and take one of your own bats and bash your f***ing brains in you, but
Jeff, hang it up, man.
Captain Klingons!
Brim.
Red alert, right. Red alert.
Or,
I'm in a soliloquy, shut up.
Yeah. It was a very good
year.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why we're aboard a starship. Sparship? What the hell is that?
Barship.
Bar. Big finish. Big Hollywood finish on this one. And now I'm dead. It's not such a great year. I wish I could hung around a little longer.
When I was 114, it was a really bad year.
It took me weeks to poop.
I had to change my sack daily.
I can't find my truss.
Couldn't stop the drool.
Oh, well. Let's do this. We'll come right back. This is the Asylum of QMF.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Isn't it a great album?
David Nestor.
Hello to the small amount of law-abiding citizens in your audience.
Hmm?
Greetings as well to the huge percentage of no-account scum your program seems to attract.
It's great to hear from you, Chief.
Say, I was watching that Unsolved Mystery show the other night, and you know, I ought to send an Unsolved Mystery in of our own here from my own police files.
Well, what is it?
Well, they had a report of a shooting at an apartment. This was a couple years ago, so I rushed over, broke into the apartment, spotted an elderly lady face down the floor with multiple gunshot wounds, and standing over her was a young male Caucasian in his early 20s, who, as it turned out, was her grandson, and he was holding a smoking revolver.
Oh, boy.
Upon questioning, he informed me that while watching TV, a cat had entered their 46-story apartment window carrying a handgun in its mouth.
What?
When the grandmother attempted to shoo the cat away, the animal pointed the revolver at her and with its paw shot her four times. Then he turned and flipped the gun to the grandson and then escaped out the window.
Oh, come on,
Chief. Well, sir, we never did find that cat.
Stupid.
And to this day, we have not been able to bring that vile animal to justice.
Yeah.
Story does have a happy ending, though. Turns out 2 days before her death, the grandson purchased a $2 million life insurance policy on her, naming him as sole beneficiary.
Yeah.
So, even though the poor guy lost his granny, he's living out in Newport Beach right now coping with her death.
Well, that's good.
Well, believe me, my police files are just jammed with many other similar unsolved mysteries.
Right.
But God bless you,
yeah,
and the fine work you're doing.
Thank you, Chief.
I have this confidence so
with my campers.
Take it out on the kids.
5'7" and under.
If you can't take it, don't come to my camp.
That's right.
Got to get ready. Mike and those guys are going to try to kill us. Mark me.
A super, super game coming up Saturday night. Now, the celebrity game, Troy's going to be representing the Asylum. Duke will be in it. And a bunch of, I guess, radio and TV guys from various stations around town will be playing at 6:30. And then the championship game. This is going to be a monster. 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Good morning, guys, and boys and girls. This is Fireman Ed.
Good morning, Fireman Ed.
Good morning.
Say, do you have a moment? I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
My youngest daughter, Ed, is 11, and she's kind of thinking about a career in firefighting.
Oh, my goodness.
What? What does that mean?
That's a dangerous job, Uncle Ron.
Oh, I know, and that's what I've told her. But you know what? Women are doing everything these days.
That's right.
Gee, Ed, why do I get the feeling you're not encouraging women to join the force here? I mean,
Uncle Ron, there are strict physical requirements that must be met before you can be a firefighter.
So you're saying there are no positions for women in the
firehouse? Oh, absolutely not, Uncle Ron. There's a position for women all over the firehouses all throughout the country, because most every firehouse has a kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no! It's that nut from Balls!
Balls?
That's right, Balls. And I want to know which one of you sexist butt sniffs made that remark.
In the head. Fireman Ed, right there.
You
right,
got it. Say, Uncle Ron, why don't you introduce me to your little buddy?
Ed, that's Mel.
Hi, Mel. Say, the way you just came through that wall shows superior upper body strength. Have you ever given it any thought of being a firefighter?
No, ass hair.
No, the name's Ed. And that's a shame, because we could use a scrappy young boy like yourself.
Oh man. Mistake, Ed.
What's the matter, guys? Did I say something wrong?
When Fireman Asshair wakes up, you tell him that Balls is watching
us. Yes, sir.
Right through the
ma'am,
wall
sir.
Again.
Ma'am. Sir? Ed, you okay?
Fireman Ed.
Hearing some behind-the-scenes basketball. Let's go ahead and call this segment Basketball Rap. What do you think?
I liked it.
You think?
Yeah.
You can kill that.
Now, who are we trying to call here? We're trying to wake up some of the players for...
You want to try me out?
I think.
Okay, you want to try Purvis?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and try Purvis. Barry G.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
We're going to attempt to...
Passwords 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, Sacramento.
It's only quarter
seven,
five.
Yeah.
He's coming in.
He's an athlete. They don't stay out all night.
Oh, no, he just came in from running.
Yeah, running from what?
Mike Tyson. Training for boxing.
We can beat
him. He's up at 5, putting in 10 miles in the
now,
morning.
If we get his answering machine, are we okay to just sort of run this on the air?
Yeah,
he doesn't
okay,
all right. He doesn't do like a Two Live Crew thing on there, does he?
Yeah, boy. While we're waiting,
close.
Y'all can ask
it's a
Mike.
Clean version.
Okay, I got
that. I was at 12 players to 32. The 86 championship team has everyone on it.
That's Purvis.
There's some Dr. King on there.
They would rather switch than fight. Yeah, boy, Paul made no Stanley, and Mr. Robinson made no Beethoven, but number nine, no rap.
This is Purvis's answering machine, huh?
We all know he doesn't have them all now.
You want to leave a message?
Purvis, this is Mike, man. Give me a call later on today.
All right. Well, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. Okay.
It was quarter to five. I shouldn't have left a message then.
Nah, that's all right.
Sorry, though.
I don't think I want to play him now after listening.
Going to start some trouble here. Why don't you guys just go ahead and talk to each other, and the rest of us are going to sit here and listen. I know now the 80 team is... I can't believe you feel old at 31. My
very
God.
Old. They better like not hurt me.
My God.
I'm going to tell you, I have an 8-year-old daughter that if they hurt me, she will come and hurt them. She'll kick them in the shins, no question.
Kids will do that.
It's one of those swan calls.
Are you going to take it easy on these guys? Because
look at him. I mean, he may be 31, but he looks like he's about 22.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You guys are in great shape.
Don't believe it. This is one of those times when it'll be for 48 minutes. Where are you, Daryl? Please shoot all the balls. Daryl will be able to play.
Who's this?
Tell him to wake up. Tell him to pick the phone up.
Kenny Payne.
Go pick the phone up. Go, Kenny, this is your agent. Pick the phone up.
Yeah, this is your agent, Ken. Could you pick the phone up, please? Come on, Kenny. I know you're there. Come on, buddy.
You know the name this time?
He doesn't want to talk to his agent.
Got you a big gig. Nope. He's not going for it.
I guess not.
Yeah, come on.
Her, this is the Nintendo company.
We gotta get all the answering machine numbers for everybody here.
We're just finding the real story with the 86 team. They haven't come in.
They're not in yet. They're out partying.
Where's
out
Wally partying. Brown? Wally Brown, if you're out there, give us a call in here. If you can find your thumb.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. We'll pay the light bill, and we'll come right back. Saturday night at Freedom Hall. Do not miss it. If you're a U of L basketball fan, this is a dream game coming up here. We got the 1980 championship team playing the 1986 championship team. Gentlemen, a couple of last comments here, predictions on the game, the outcome. What do you think?
Well, I mean, truthfully, the 80 championship team will win, being honest with you. Yeah. We're just better players. We always were. Yeah. Always will be. What? That's first thing. Second thing, since I hear we're going to have tailgating at the game, let's have a designated driver, people.
Yeah, that's
let's
a good
make
idea.
Sure we do that. And let's all have a good time and do it for the correct reasons and watch us kick the 86 in the rear end. That's all, even though they've got 32 players. Look at the T-shirt Mike Abrams has out on the streets. They've got 32 players. The 80 team has 8 players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got really...
And four of those are
they got 12
hill.
Officially, but really you got about 16. I mean, Poncho Wright takes up about 2. Marty Pulliam, the snowman.
I agree with you, but that's okay.
See, I got those major picks coming up. You know, Marty's working at LaGrange now. He's got a pair of handcuffs. He's got to hold Purvis.
That's true. But except for that, they don't know. Only Purvis and Kenny are making big money. We've already paid the officials the game's hours.
Yeah, okay. See?
Hey, you forgot about Billy Thompson.
And Big Bill, I know. Oh, boy, I've already had arguments with Bill all year. They'd come in with Miami, and he'd try to guard Adrian Dantley, and he'd let the guy drive right. Then he'd let the guy drive left. And then he says, but Jerry, I had him, and he fouled Bill out and scored 27 points. That's all I got through every year. Then I went and watched him play in Los Angeles this year, and the Lakers really destroyed him. So I'm just going to give him flashbacks of last season.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll be sure to call him after this and tell him.
Oh, game starts. Tell him the Marina Del Rey Marriott. We both sat in there all night. The Pizzazz and Fridays across the street. That 86 championship team. He taught me how to party.
I'll tell you what now. The celebrity game. Do you know who else is playing? Is it all TV radio guys?
Geeks.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to
pretty much.
That's a game I want to play in.
Pretty much, the media squids will be playing about 6:30, and then the game 8 o'clock Saturday night, Freedom Hall. Come on out early. Definitely come on early. See the celebrity thing now. Kentucky Harvest and the Crusader getting the benefits from this. It's a great cause. It's going to be a great game. Yeah. Any like predictions on score? Final score? Is it going to be close or no? See.
We might let them hang in there, keep it close, you know, for our respect for them, but
make it exciting.
You know, for the fans.
If they piss us off, then we're gonna really like.
Ooh.
Kick
ooh. Yeah. Ouch.
What do you? I told you I have an 8-year-old daughter that will hurt you.
She
Mike.
Will hurt you.
You hurt me.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for playing the game. It's a great cause. You guys are hot to do that. That's pretty neat.
We also like
special people.
We also like to say thanks to our sponsors, Rib Cafe, Thornton's, and Kroger's. They've been a lot of help to us, and we really appreciate that.
All right. We'll see you out there Saturday night. Anytime throughout these next couple days while you're getting ready for the game, if you're up and around, come on in, and we'll let you challenge each other
in my
again.
Banging them all
And if the fans don't believe it, I mean, they can come up to Crawford Gym, 9 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. We'll be up there this week.
Oh, okay.
We'll be getting in shape. And
that's open to the public?
Open to the public.
Great.
Right. I won't be up there.
He'll be there.
It's too early.
He'll be there. We'll drag him in there.
Thanks a lot, guys. Seriously.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Asylum at Q-Mup, about 5 till 8. Next door neighbor.
Good morning, neighbor.
Yeah, hi, Dexter. Listen, man, do you see the red lights? I mean, we're on the air here.
I know we're on the air. This won't take long. You know, I noticed over the weekend you did some swimming in your pool.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Nice looking pool.
Yeah.
You looked really refreshed. Looks like the whole family had a good time.
He wants me to invite him to my pool.
You know, we don't have a pool, although you're our neighbor and you have a pool. We haven't been in a pool yet this
year. I know. Would you get to the point here, Dick?
Well, we all watched you swim.
Oh, huh.
And I got one tiny thing to ask you.
What?
And, you know, it's nothing personal.
Okay, well, I can take it. What?
That thing you were wearing when you were in the pool.
The Speedo thing?
Speedo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl's underwear, whatever it was.
All right, what do you want?
Could you please refrain from wearing that? You scared the kids.
Okay, Dexter, would you go on?
They were huddled in the corner shaking. Little Dick won't come out of his room.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. Why don't you go on out of here?
Have you ever seen yourself in that?
Would you please go on out of here now, please?
It's spooky.
Okay, Dick, thanks. Okay, thanks for
not a pretty sight.
Bringing that to my attention.
Okay, just, you know, wear something a man might wear when he goes into the water.
All right, Dexter, please, get out of here, man.
Okay, we'll do that.
What the hell is he talking
about? All right, I'll get back. Oh, hold, I forgot.
What?
Here, give these away for fellow pool owners. It's from Phil's Pool Palace.
These look like little fast food ketchup things. What are these?
This is dye for your pool.
Dye?
Urine dye.
Oh.
Someone pees in your pool, it shows up red.
I'm not giving urine dye away on my show, Dexter.
Pool owners should have it.
Well, okay, fine, but not from us.
It works.
Okay, how do you know it works?
Well, if you were to go home right now, you would see this dye in your pool.
What do you mean?
Well, I had to test it to make sure it worked.
You got in my pool and peed?
No, I stood on the side and kind of peed
all
in
right,
from
I'm
there.
I'm kill you, man.
Why?
Get out
Why?
Of here.
Why?
Get out of here.
Why?
Get out. QMF.
Boy, I am really mad.
Must be Clint.
I mean, I'm steamed.
What, sir?
I don't think I've ever been quite so angry.
What happened, Clint? Why are you mad? What's wrong? Clint?
Let me call you back.
QMF.
Dick.
What?
Dick.
Clint, this is a family show here, sir. I wish you...
No, I'm talking about all this Dick Tracy business.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it yet, hippie?
No, I know it opened over the weekend nationwide. I didn't see it, Clint.
Without a doubt, the most boring musical I've ever seen.
Well, it's not really a musical, I don't think, Clint.
You can say that again.
Well, what are you mad about, Warren Beatty or what?
No, it's that guy that plays Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that's Warren Beatty.
Oh, well, he's terrible, whoever he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been a better Dick.
Yeah, right.
I was a born Dick.
Yeah.
In fact, people look at me and think, Dick.
I bet, yeah.
What do you think of when you talk to me?
Dick.
See? It's just another example of how this town works.
What?
It's not how good you are, it's who you've slept with.
Wait a minute, you're saying that people get roles in movies based on who they slept with?
Not at all. I'm saying that people get roles in movies based on who they've slept with.
Oh, yeah, geez. Well, so who'd you sleep with? You get the movie thing any which way you can, man. The orangutan?
Ah, damn. You've been talking to Clyde.
No, I was just kidding, Clint.
So I guess you've never done anything you're ashamed of.
Clint? Oh, boy.
I've been out of work for years.
Clint?
I needed some help.
I don't want to hear about this, man. This is...
I wasn't any hairier than Sandra Locke.
Oh, jeez. Clint.
So
Clint.
I'd had a few drinks.
I gotta go. I gotta go, buddy. Being shown around a farmhouse. And the farmer says, yep, built this place with my own hands the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
See that floor? Didn't use one nail on that thing. That whole thing is dovetailed.
That's why?
The hard way. Did it the hard way. See that ceiling over there? Didn't use columns. Whole thing's hanging from a fly beam.
Wow.
Did it the hard way.
Fly
beam. Did it the hard way. Just then the farmer's beautiful daughter walks into the room. The visitor looks at her and looks quizzically at the farmer, and the farmer says, yep, I'm standing up in a canoe.
Came up with a nice one. All right.
That's a gun, man.
He's got a gun. He's got a gun.
You want my wallet?
A gun.
You want the wallet, man?
Just do what I say.
Uh-huh. All right.
And no one...
Be cool.
Okay.
Do what he says.
No one will get hurt.
Okay, all right.
You got that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's nuts,
okay.
Man.
Now,
look at him.
Just do what I say.
All right.
Okay. Hop on a foot. Hop on one foot.
Hop on one foot.
Hop on one
foot.
Hop. Up and down. Up and down.
All right, fine.
Okay.
He's nuts. Right.
We're hopping.
Right. Hop. Hop. Okay. Stop hopping. Uh-huh. Stop hopping. I don't want you to hop.
All right.
Okay. Okay. We're stopped. We're done.
Oh, man. Now you, Mr. Uncle Ron guy. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What?
You take that pencil. See that pencil?
Oh, no.
Take it. Balance it on your nose.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I can do that.
Balance it on your nose.
You better
go
do
ahead
it.
And all balance
right.
It.
Good job.
Don't let it fall. Right, don't let it fall. Don't let it fall. You two keep hopping.
Okay. Sorry. I just said stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Oh, God. Stop.
Stop hopping.
Stop. Okay. I don't want you to balance the pencil anymore.
Okay,
take it off your nose.
Okay.
Who is that?
Okay.
What?
Okay. Now I'm getting serious. I'm getting very serious here because I'm a little trigger happy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now.
What do you want? What?
Make animal noises.
What?
But what?
I said make animal noises.
Roof.
Make the noises.
Nuts.
Make the noises.
Moo.
But pigs and cows and donkeys and dogs.
Moo. Moo.
Now, stop making the noises. Stop
okay.
Noises.
Stop. We're done.
Stop it.
We've stopped.
Boy, he's nuts, man. I don't know.
Now, I'm getting very...